Listen to 5 speakers describing a learning experience. Match the speaker 1-5 with the pictures A-E.
1. Natalie.
When I was a child, I used to do music exams. For every music exam, I had to learn a piece of music. Now, I used to play the drums. I started when I was 5, and I did 7 different music exams, 7 grades. And for every exam, I had to learn a piece of music. At the beginning, it was only 10 bars or something. But it was really hard, and I used to practice them over and over again. And I used to drive my parents crazy, because obviously I was playing the drums at home. At the beginning, I used to play just on books, and so it was quite quiet. But then when I was 7, I got my first drum kit, and I played constantly, and the same pieces over and over again. So that's one thing that I had to learn by heart.
Two. Phil.
About a year and a half ago, I took an interest in the language Yiddish, which is the language that my family spoke when they came to this country about 100 years ago. It's quite a beautiful language, or I think so anyway, and it's about 1,000 years old. Although I knew a few words of Yiddish from my family and from TV shows, you hear them on American TV shows all the time, I didn't realise it was related to German, and I was amazed how quickly I started picking it up. I did German at school, you see. I'm now at about GCSE level, having found myself a weekly class, and I did a week intensive course last summer. And it's opened up a whole new culture as well as the language, including sort of poetry and music and the way that my ancestors lived. And so hopefully I'm going to attend the summer course again this year and impress them with how much I've learned since last year.
Three. Rachel.
An occasion where I had a really steep learning curve was when I got the job to go and work in a kids' camp in America. And I really didn't know what to expect. And when I got there, it completely surprised me. I was just thrown into everything. My whole day was taken up either looking after children or running a class or taking them to and from somewhere. And I had no time to myself. And I think it was the closest thing ever to being a parent, where you're just, your time is just completely consumed by lots of other people. And I had no time to myself at all, really.
Four. Sean.
For my 18th birthday, my parents asked me what I wanted as a present, and I can't remember why, but I asked for a parachute jump. And so about a month later, I took a one-day crash course in parachuting, and it took place at a local airfield, and there must have been about 7 or 8 other students there, and there was already a great atmosphere. Everyone was really excited to be there. And in the morning, we looked at how parachutes work, how to put them on properly and how to do a safety check, and also how to steer the parachute back to the airfield. And then after lunch, we covered what to do if the parachute didn't open properly and how to use the emergency chute. And we spent a lot of time on how to land safely. And of course, at the end of the day, we went up in the aeroplane to do the jump. And I remember really trembling, and I don't really know why, whether I was scared or just very, very cold. Doing the jump was fantastic. I mean, really thrilling. It really made you feel alive. But it was all over too soon, although I'm not sure I'd want to do it again.
Five. Yvette.
The time I was most thrown in at the deep end was when I took a job in Indonesia about 6 years ago. It was the first time that I'd been to Asia. So firstly, there was the culture shock of living in a completely different country with lots of different customs. Secondly, I took a job where I was managing 4 teachers. So I had a lot of responsibility and had to work very hard. On top of managing the teachers, I had to teach classes and organise exams as well. So I was working quite long hours. It was a great experience, even though it was hard work. I met some fantastic people. I learned a very small amount of the language, but I had a really good time.
Listen again and fill the gaps 6:15 with one word according to what you hear.
1. Natalie.
When I was a child, I used to do music exams. For every music exam, I had to learn a piece of music. Now, I used to play the drums. I started when I was 5, and I did 7 different music exams, 7 grades. And for every exam, I had to learn a piece of music. At the beginning, it was only 10 bars or something. But it was really hard, and I used to practice them over and over again. And I used to drive my parents crazy, because obviously I was playing the drums at home. At the beginning, I used to play just on books, and so it was quite quiet. But then when I was 7, I got my first drum kit, and I played constantly, and the same pieces over and over again. So that's one thing that I had to learn by heart.
2. Phil.
About a year and a half ago, I took an interest in the language Yiddish, which is the language that my family spoke when they came to this country about 100 years ago. It's quite a beautiful language, or I think so anyway, and it's about 1,000 years old. Although I knew a few words of Yiddish from my family and from TV shows, you hear them on American TV shows all the time, I didn't realise it was related to German, and I was amazed how quickly I started picking it up. I did German at school, you see. I'm now at about GCSE level, having found myself a weekly class, and I did a week intensive course last summer. And it's opened up a whole new culture as well as the language, including sort of poetry and music and the way that my ancestors lived. And so hopefully I'm going to attend the summer course again this year and impress them with how much I've learned since last year.
3. Rachel.
An occasion where I had a really steep learning curve was when I got the job to go and work in a kids' camp in America. And I really didn't know what to expect. And when I got there, it completely surprised me. I was just thrown into everything. My whole day was taken up either looking after children or running a class or taking them to and from somewhere. And I had no time to myself. And I think it was the closest thing ever to being a parent, where you're just, your time is just completely consumed by lots of other people. And I had no time to myself at all, really.
4. Sean.
For my 18th birthday, my parents asked me what I wanted as a present, and I can't remember why, but I asked for a parachute jump. And so about a month later, I took a one-day crash course in parachuting. And it took place at a local airfield, and there must have been about 7 or 8 other students there. And there was already a great atmosphere. Everyone was really excited to be there. And in the morning, we looked at how parachutes work, how to put them on properly and how to do a safety check, and also how to steer the parachute back to the airfield. And then after lunch, we covered what to do if the parachute didn't open properly and how to use the emergency chute. And we spent a lot of time on how to land safely. And of course, at the end of the day, we went up in the aeroplane to do the jump. And I remember really trembling, and I don't really know why, whether I was scared or just very, very cold. Doing the jump was fantastic. I mean, really thrilling. It really made you feel alive. But it was all over too soon, although I'm not sure I'd want to do it again.
5. Yvette.
The time I was most thrown in at the deep end was when I took a job in Indonesia about 6 years ago. It was the first time that I'd been to Asia. So firstly, there was the culture shock of living in a completely different country with lots of different customs. Secondly, I took a job where I was managing four teachers. So I had a lot of responsibility and had to work very hard. On top of managing the teachers, I had to teach classes and organise exams as well. So I was working quite long hours. It was a great experience. Even though it was hard work, I met some fantastic people. I learned a very small amount of the language, but I had a really good time.
You now have 50 seconds to complete your task. This is the end of listening task.